This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Caps fans. What is going on? Welcome to What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, we missed a week. The good coach and I, we had some stuff going on, personal stuff going on, but joining me this week, as always, he's no longer the coach. He's Mr. Off the Market. Mr. Dan, how you doing, man?
I'm just Mr. Dan now? That's weird.
You're Mr. Dan. It's like Mr. Rogers, but hockey-wise.
I get that at work sometimes, Mr. Dan.
Well, congratulations to Coach Dan. Everybody, send him a congratulation tweet. He is a married man as of
this
past weekend.
So as of Saturday.
There you go.
Like 3:15 or 20. I don't know what time it was.
So how's it feel? Is it different?
That's what everybody asks. Does it feel different? And the answer is no. It very much does not. It feels exactly the same as it did before.
Well, congratulations to you and Kate. I'm sure you guys are very happy and will live happy long lives together. So
she's already driving me nuts. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Are those divorce papers I hear in the background being shuffled, or?
No, I don't. Oh, dang! I didn't have any papers actually near me to do that. Otherwise, that would have been fun.
Well, it is 2017, so
like I'm literally looking around right now, going, "No papers for me to mess with right now."
All right, well, let's talk about some Caps hockey. Last night, because we're recording this on Wednesday, the Capitals were up against Nashville in Smashville, and man,
were they though?
The Caps seem to not fare well against the Nashville Predators. I mean, I know this is Barry Trotz's old stomping grounds, but there is something about this Nashville team, Philip Forsberg, that makes this team, the Caps, not know what to do. I mean, it was from the beginning, the first 8 seconds of the game, this Caps team looked completely lost.
Nashville came out flying and hitting everything and shooting the puck. I mean, like you said, about 8 seconds in, they'd already take like 16 shots on goal or something. It took the Caps.
They didn't really show up till like the second period.
16. They showed up for about 5 minutes in the second period.
Yeah.
It took them, 16 minutes to get their first shot on goal?
Yeah, it was really bad.
They had taken shots on goal, they just didn't go in. But it was pretty ugly. I mean, that was an ugly game. I do think that was a bit of an anomaly. I think that Nashville just came out flying and were able to dominate them. And I don't think this necessarily is a sign of the team and the way they're going to play. I think they just went up against a hot Nashville team that was just, it was a weird game. Look at Nashville's first four goals, they were all off deflections. And now credit for them for being able to do that. But even then, what are the odds that the first four goals for a team are all going to be off of deflections? It was just a weird game.
I mean, we saw that a lot in the Caps-Toronto playoff series. I mean, they were getting deflections. Pucks were definitely bouncing the Maple Leafs' way and not the Capitals' way. But still, I mean, this kind of makes me a little uneasy as a fan. I know we're going through this transitional period as a Caps fan, but it scares me that it would go this far in Nashville. Nashville, of course, went up against the Penguins last year in the Stanley Cup Finals. And for the Caps to go up against a Stanley Cup Final team, I mean, they definitely looked like they were not going to be prepared, for a team like that in the long stretch. I mean, that's something that concerns me, because it's one thing to be a team to, kind of build it and everything, but it really shows how far back the Caps are from the teams that make it, long into the playoffs.
Oh, this team very much now is not built to be a team that's going to make it far into the playoffs. I mean, if you look at their starting lineup, they had Chandler Stephenson on the first line with Backstrom and Oshie, and Devontae Smith-Pelly is on the second line with Kuznetsov and Ovechkin. I mean, that is not a roster that you look at and go, yeah, I think they're going to be okay. I think they can make a real run. I don't think that's where this team is at right now. Now, with that said, this team still has plenty of time to be able to build upon what they've done so far, and for the younger guys like Vrana to be able to step up and get more responsibility and move up from that third line back to the second or first line. But right now, with the way this team is built, they're not prepared to be able to go in and handle a team like Nashville that was in the Stanley Cup Finals last year.
Now, the Caps are getting ready to go up against Colorado, and they've already had a practice in since the Nashville game. And Jacob Vrana has been replaced on the second power play unit with Chandler Stephenson, and Jacob Vrana is spending time after practice by himself to kind of hone in on his game. I think that's a great thing for him to do. It shows that he wants to be better and that he is better than what we've seen out there, and it's definitely some growing pains. But what does this say about like Barry Trotz making that move of Chandler Stevens getting more playing time than Jacob Vrana?
Stevens has been playing pretty well lately. The team likes what they see. I think Trotz likes what he sees from him, and he's given him an opportunity to sort of play there, and he's done well. I don't know if it's not full. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be full-time for him in terms of being up there, but I think for now, he's earned the opportunity to be out there, and it's not like anyone else is necessarily stepping up and making them think about it.
That's very true. So, I mean, it's very interesting to see what's going to happen with this team going forward. I'm not really positive what it looks like, and I don't think Barry Trotz or anybody else is as well. Matt Niskanen came back against Nashville.
Yeah.
That was a big
thing.
Guys
are getting healthy.
Finally, you know, this team's getting back to the way they should be. Matt Niskanen comes in. But was Matt Niskanen's return kind of outshined by Nashville and how much faster they were? And like you said, I guess 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, yeah, this team has a lot of injuries, but to look who's being injured. They're not really there to make that much of an impact. I mean, is this team going to be better going forward? You know, Matt Niskanen being healthy.
Being healthy, yeah, they're going to be better. It was his first game back, not a great one to come back, but it was his first one back, and it's going to take a little while for him to get back in the swing of things. But I think he did okay last night, all things considered. And you know, I'm not overly concerned. I think they'll be fine. I think the concern now is that you have a young guy like Christian Juice who got hurt, who is playing pretty well up until this point. And so it's like you get Niskanen back, but then another guy goes down. And it doesn't look like he's definitely out for tomorrow.
Yes, Christian Juice is definitely out for Colorado. It's an upper body injury, but they're not saying he's week to week. They are saying he is day to day. So it doesn't look like it's going to be a long-term deal. I mean, we know Matt Niskanen was taken off for a long-term time, but he's already back. So it looks like Christian Juice, I mean, by maybe the weekend or even, you know, before Thanksgiving, he could be back on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I can't believe Thanksgiving's already next week. Yeah, I'm ready for my turkey. It's just, it's you know, some of those things where like, yeah, we got a guy back. Oh, then another one got hurt. Like, he gets so excited, and crap, someone else is injured. And since it's, you know, but that's what teams go through. Good teams are able to overcome injuries, and Niskanen being back is definitely going to help this team, and Juice being out is not necessarily going to help this team, but they have, Matt, you know, Bowie, if he's getting a little more comfortable, and you have guys like Chorney and Ness that can step in from time to time to be able to replace guys, and you give Juice an opportunity to heal. And he's a younger guy, and so he'll heal quicker. And so, I don't think the team is overly concerned with his injury right now. It certainly doesn't seem to be the case. And you have guys like Graevac, who he was sent on long-term conditioning stint with Hershey. He's actually playing tonight. And it's nice to see that he's back out there and getting healthy, because it's always nice to be able to rotate some of those third- and fourth-line guys.
Now, there are certain players out there on the ice that we've talked about it before. They love that penalty box. What is it? Why can't this team get out of that penalty box? That was something that plagued them in Nashville this past game. What is it? I mean, why do they keep making these dumb decisions and making these dumb plays to get into the penalty box?
I think some of it is the refereeing, in terms of they've cracked down on the slashing and the players, for whatever reason, the captures are not adapting to the new rules, for lack of a better term. I think some of it is just, it's one of those lazy penalties where you're not skating hard enough. It's not as bad as hooking, but it's one of those ones that drives me nuts, because you know, you're just taking a swing at the guy as opposed to actually being able to try and stop him. And so you kind of, you know, if you don't adapt to what's going on around you, you're going to have these continual problems. And I thought it was funny that Lachlan was trying to say, like, oh, well, the players either need to adapt or the referees have to back off. And I was like, no, the players need to adapt. stop being lazy and taking bad penalties. Play better. And if the cap is, it's the same thing where they're continually having these problems. And I wonder, at some point it's going to come back on the coaching staff because they need to be the ones that are teaching these guys to stop doing dumb stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's why a guy like Brooks Orpik is having such a hard time adapting to this. He's a veteran. He's played the same way for a long time, and now
he's also slow.
Yeah, and these new rules are in place, and now he can't get away with what he used to. I mean, we saw that again within the first minute of play. We saw a puck hit the off the post with 8 seconds in, and then Brooks Orpik gets called for, I believe, a slash within the first minute of the game. I mean, that his type of play is not going to fly in this new NHL.
No, I mean, the league is becoming more and more, we already see this, it's about fast guys who can skate quick and take, good shots, and it's not so much clutch and grab anymore. It's a guy like Orpik, who was never exactly the fastest gentleman out there, it's going to hurt him in terms of his ability to play. And it's one of those things where you look back and you go, yes, he brings a lot of veteran leadership, and that's great to have, but at what cost? I can tell you the actual cost is like $5.25 million.
That is the cost. That is correct. Now, what is it about the Caps? I mean, did they not just prepare to play in Nashville? I mean, I'm sticking to this Nashville game because it was really eye-opening.
I think they thought they were prepared. I mean, the thing is, the Caps, in the past 2 weeks since we last recorded, they went 5-2. So it wasn't like this Nashville thing was like, well, look at what happened.
Right, but I mean, Nashville's a good team.
I honestly think the game was... They are a good team. They're a very good team, but I also think it was part of it was a fluke. I mean, the Islanders, it's theoretically a good team. Then you look at a game like the one against Arizona where the Caps didn't play very well, but they were come out with an overtime win even though they played pretty poorly. But then they went out. Now, I didn't see the game, but they went out and they beat up Pittsburgh and they lost to Buffalo. And it's this kind of weird games where they play a lot of close games looking at it. They won a 4-3 against the Islanders, 3-2 against Boston, 3-2 against Arizona, 3-1 loss to Buffalo, 4-1 is their biggest, was their biggest in goal differential, at least on the positive side, until this Nashville game. That was tight. But it's, they've played okay. The thing is, they're playing okay. They're playing like a decent playoff team.
So there's definitely room for growth, and luckily we're early in the season. They can grow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of room for growth. Definitely, definitely room.
Now, Yevgeny Kuznetsov, he's a guy I want to bring up. And like we said, this Nashville game, yeah, you're saying it could have been a little bit of a fluke, but these guys didn't register a shot, a Russian machine says, until 2 minutes left of the first period.
Now they did take some shots.
But what?
They just kept getting
wide?
Blocked.
They kept getting blocked. All right, but...
Well, some went wide, some were getting blocked, but some of the times they weren't taking good enough shots. And you're looking at it going, what are you doing?
But yeah, so is that poor play? But I'm bringing up Yevgeny Kuznetsov because I can't for the life of me remember what
game. You hate him.
No, I'm a big Kuznetsov fan, but I can't remember the game. But recently he had an open net. I mean, no reason not to shoot.
It was the win over.
Was it Islanders?
I want to say no because it was in the overtime. I want to say it was against Arizona.
Okay,
I don't know if the net was wide open, but he was wide open with the puck in front of the net and then made a pass. And everyone was like, what the hell?
Now, I'm not going to criticize the guy's play because I'm not...
Oh, I'll criticize it because that was stupid.
I'm not a hockey player.
Like, you're right there, shoot the damn puck.
Right, but what is it about the back of the net that these guys are kind of allergic to? If you're Yevgeny Kuznetsov, why don't you take that shot? I mean, there's probably a million things he'll probably tell you of why he didn't. And he's even come out
and said...
I'll
tell you why he didn't do it.
Why?
He's a dummy. he a dummy.
He's come out and said, yeah, I should have taken that shot, and it's, a split-second decision. But, what is the reasoning for not taking shots?
I just told you, he's a dummy.
Well, that's just Kuzi. I'm talking about...
I think sometimes, and we saw this with Backstrom early in his career, where because they feel like they are a setup man, or a playmaker to some extent, and so they're always looking for that pass, that other guy on the team that's open to be able to take a shot. And... given I don't play sports as clearly as high of a level, but I play a little indoor soccer and I played sports throughout my life. And you get so fixated on something that when a play suddenly opens up, that you're just, for lack of a better term, you're unprepared. And so I have to wonder, and I'm not necessarily making an excuse for him. It's just something I'm wondering. If it was like that play happened, he was just like, what? Like, I'm that open? And he already had it like in his head and in his body that he was making a move and he was going to pass the puck because he had someone else in mind to make a play. And that's just my sort of assumption here, that that's what was going through his head.
Right. I mean, there's a million shoulda, coulda, wouldas he's probably thinking about after something like that. But it just, God, I mean, that is such an open net on that shot. And for the team not to come out in that first period in Nashville and not get a shot on net unless it was 2 minutes left. Like, I tweeted you. That's how bad this was. I tweeted you and was like, so.
Wait, are you saying you only talk to me if the plays are bad?
Well, I haven't. If you look at my Twitter, I really have cut down on the tweeting. My tweeting during games or anything really has just, you know, kind of gone away. But I had to point out, you know, if you want to win a game, it's probably a good idea to take a shot on net.
It does help. If you take a shot on net, you're more likely to score.
That's right. And I want this team to do that because we can't – the Caps can't be a team where just Alex Ovechkin and TJ Oshie are the goal scorers, because people are going to figure out how to block those shots. So we need guys like Evgeny Kuznetsov to take those shots. We need Backstrom to do it. We need Brett Connolly and Lars Eller and Jay Beagle. I mean, we saw Alex Chiasson get a goal last night. I mean, who would have thought that? We need these guys to take these shots and focus on that part of the game, because Tom Wilson, how many times are we going to say he needs to score goals? But it seems as if, like, Nashville was throwing everything at Braden Holtby, and the Caps were kind of like, yeah, you know, maybe we'll head to the other end of the ice at some point. I don't know.
I guess we should participate. It's, you know, it's nice. We talked, I don't remember when it was, a couple weeks ago, about the fact that this team needs to take more shots. Not take more shots. That was the last thing. This team needs to get more offensive output from their non-star players, for lack of a better term, and we weren't really getting that. And it does seem like more and more of them are stepping up now. And so you kind of hope that they will continue that. I mean, it was nice to see Chiasson, however you say his name, for him to get a goal last night. And you're seeing more play from some of the young guys. Stevenson scored. You're seeing more of the defensive players stepping up and scoring goals, and you have to hope that this just continues. I really do think that Nashville game was just a freaking fluke.
I hope so, because like you said, the last time we talked, they've gone 5-2. So, I mean, that is not anything to be mad about. I mean, you're going to lose games in an 82-game season, but 5 wins ain't too shabby, especially against teams like the Stanley Cup champion Penguins and the Boston Bruins, two teams you very much could see in the playoffs down the road. Nashville, though, I mean, they are a fantastic team. Again, they're going to be ones to really contend with later on in the season. But anything else we should cover in Caps world?
Probably. Let's see. Holtby was announced as the NHL's third star of the week for last week, so congratulations to him. And then we were talking before the show, actually, about the Caps revealing the Stadium Series logo.
Crap.
First of all, I like the logo for the game itself. I actually think it looks pretty cool. All
right, that's fine.
I don't mind the logo. It's just basically their standard logo, but instead of saying Capitals, it just says Caps with three red stars above it. And it's not bad. It's just, again, it's another missed opportunity to go with the vintage jerseys.
Go with that or use the Weagle. I mean, it's a friggin' bald eagle, and you are in Annapolis, the home of the Navy. Why aren't you using an eagle or something like that? Come on!
They could have gone with the old Blues, with the eagle, the diagonal eagle,
the screeching eagle.
Yeah, I like that jersey.
Or why don't you do the Capitol? You know, the building, the Capitol logo, like they used to use with the screeching eagle, but use the State House for Annapolis, in Annapolis. I mean, I'm a Maryland.
It's not the Annapolis Capitals.
But it's the capital of Maryland, and it's the State House, and it looks like the Capitol a little bit, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's just because I'm a Marylander, and that's what I want. But, like, that Caps logo, I have seen for years. I was telling you before the show that Caps logo with just Caps is a shirt that I bought at like my second a Caps game back in the day. I mean, this is not new. This is not creative. This is something that, why even announce it? Like, why send Niskanen and Carlson to Annapolis and be like, hey, check out our logo. You've seen it before. Check it out. I don't know. This seems like such a whiff. This is not something I think is any good, to be honest. Like, it's just, this is something like, oh,
we got, you're not a fan is what you're saying.
We got to make a logo? Well, let's just do this. Let's take out its hole. There we go. It's just...
We'll see. We'll see what the jerseys look like. Once the jerseys come out, then I'm sure we'll both look like
I don't think I'm going to like it. Like, I was waiting to get a new jersey, like an Ocean jersey.
The last ones are garbage.
Yeah, it's... Hold on. Let me... Because I just thought of something in is the logo, it says Caps. Is it in all caps? I mean,
yeah.
That's their, like, marketing thing right now. All caps.
Oh, you think there's a connection between the two?
Oh, 100% there is. Hashtag all caps, and then you do a Caps logo like that. I mean,
that's dumb.
Everybody says Caps, but, like... God, I feel like you could have done something really cool. And I know, like, the people... That's lowercase. That's a lowercase p. It's a lowercase Caps logo. It is not all caps.
All lowercase.
That's what it is. That's a lowercase p. This is not cool. I veto this.
Well, it's out. Sorry, everyone. Brandon said no. We gotta start over.
I don't like it. Don't like it at all. This is the first t-shirt I bought. There's nothing special there. I really wish I could go to this game, but I am not a millionaire.
Yeah, god damn, it's going to be expensive.
Yes, it is. But I don't know. You seem to be okay with it. I don't like it. I think this is
No. I'm waiting to be angry.
You think they're going to do the classic red, or you think they're going to do like a maroon type of thing like they would the Winter Classic?
You know, I got to be honest. The Winter Classic has grown on me a little bit, but I still think it was crap. And a missed opportunity.
It. See, that one was, oh, this is different. This is, all right, that's a cool.
Well, this could be as well. We don't know yet, Brandon.
Well, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I'm going home.
I'm putting my foot down. Change it.
I don't, this just seems like such a whiff, but all right, let's, fine.
Let's see how the jersey looks first.
Fine, and
well,
then
you're probably
I'll
right. It's probably correct. It's probably
I will wait to hate it later, but I will probably still hate it.
Preemptively, garbage.
All right. Anything else we should?
How come they haven't said anything about when the jersey is going to be revealed? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe Adidas is trying to make them first.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm curious about. Like, when are the jerseys going to come out?
That'd make a great Christmas gift. I mean. New jersey for people going to the game. Tickets and a jersey. That's Christmas. That's I've been written all over it. Hint, if in case you want to buy me anything.
It's a bit expensive, buddy.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, anything else we should cover in Caps World?
Probably, but I don't know.
All right. Well, we are going to go down on the farm and talk Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. But before we do that, here's a word from... The Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, in the past 2 weeks, Hershey went 3-2-1 that lineup, actually, with wins over Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Springfield, and Lehigh Valley. The Bears are currently 6-7-2, good for 14 points, 5 back of first place Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. So they're still in it. It's only, 5 points, like 2.5 games. The Bears are back at it tonight against Syracuse. Last I saw, there's no score after one. Then they head for 2 road games on Friday and Sunday, both of those being in Providence. Now, down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 3-4 with wins over Jacksonville and 2 over Reading. They're currently 7-2-2, good for 16 points, 5 back of first place Florida. But Florida's played 2 more games, so they're also right in the middle of it. Stingrays are back at it on Saturday at the North Charleston Coliseum against Greenville, followed up with a road game on Sunday in Atlanta. Brandon, I know you got a little Bears news for us.
That's right. If you guys remember a couple seasons ago, we had Kyle Mace from ChocolateHockey.com on the show. Well, I do want to give a shout out to ChocolateHockey.com because they have an awesome Teddy Bear Toss t-shirt. You should go check out over at ChocolateHockey.com. T-shirt looks, it says weekend forecast, and it has Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sun, and then raining bears. 100% chance on Sunday. It's a really cool design. Go check those guys out. They are selling the shirts. Let's see. It says that they're available in t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, crew necks, men's and women's cuts. So that is pretty cool. Go check that out. And the Teddy Bear Toss game is December 3rd at Giant Center. That's always a staple for the Hershey Bears. That's a game I've always wanted to go to. Have you ever been to a Hershey's Teddy Bear Toss game?
I have not.
I really want to go. One of these years. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I would definitely love to go. And if you're going, go pick up that t-shirt from Chocolate Hockey. So that's it for Down on the Farm. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, here we go. We are going around the NHL. I think plenty of stuff's going on around the NHL. We'll find out. Coach Dan, Mr. Dan, Mr. Married Man Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Well, let's start in Colorado, where they finally made the trade that everyone was expecting as they sent center Matt Duchene to Ottawa as part of a three-team trade involving Nashville. Now, the Predators got Kyle Turris, while Colorado came with quite a lot as they got forwards Shane Bowers and Vladislav Kemenev, defenseman Samuel Girard, goalie Andrew Hammond, and a whole bunch of draft picks, as they got Ottawa's first and third round picks in 2018 and Nashville's second round pick in 2018. So that's 4 players and 3 draft picks in the 2018 draft for Colorado. A couple more trades happened today as Tampa Bay sent goalie Michael Layton to Arizona for goalie Louis Domingue, I don't really know, and forward Ty McGinn. And finally, Edmonton sent forward Juuse Jokinen to L.A. for forward Mike Camilleri. That's the news for the past 2 weeks in the NHL.
Well, not too much going on around the NHL.
So got a couple of trades. A little more than I would have expected this early in the season.
Yeah, it is a little weird. I mean, we're only, what, a month and a half into the season. That's a lot of movement.
Waiting for you there, McClellan.
And still no suspensions. Huh.
Ah, someone probably was. I just didn't care.
Interesting. All right, well, if you want to continue.
It's all on Wilson.
If you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. Talking about all kinds of Capitals-related things, as well as some soccer, as both teams that I support in the World Cup are not going.
Ooh.
This upcoming year, as the U.S. men's national team and Italy's men's national team did not make it to the World Cup. What in the hell, guys?
So Americans can stop pretending to like soccer?
Shut up. It's a great sport. You're a jerk. Yeah, I got to talk about Arsenal and when they suck and all sorts of other things that are going on. You can also find some fun stuff on Facebook over at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Learn about when new shows are coming up, as well as all sorts of other hockey Capitals, Team USA, and how they suck right now in terms of their hockey team because you're not allowed to send the professionals.
Yep.
And all that other fun stuff on Facebook. But Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. And like Coach Dan said, we have a Facebook page. You can go check us out. And we're on Facebook and Twitter at WhatThePuckPod. Both places. So we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Let me tell you, Overcast is my new favorite podcast app because Apple killed their podcast app for no reason. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Before we get out of here, let's go over the games until we talk again. The Capitals are against Colorado in Colorado. That game is on November 16th, and that starts at 9 o'clock, and that's on NBC Sports Washington. I will probably be fast asleep because they're working hard, man. Then the Caps come home, and then on Saturday the 18th, they're up against Minnesota, don't you know? Up against Daniel Winnick's Minnesota Wild. That game's at 7:30, and that is on NBC Sports Washington. Then the Caps go on to Monday on November 20th against Calgary. Still at home. Locally, you can watch that game on NBC Sports Washington Plus. And then on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve here in the U.S., the Caps are up against the Ottawa Senators. That game's at 7 o'clock, and that will be on NBC Sports Washington locally here. Now, in between those games, on the 21st, if you are in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware area, the Delmarva area, tune in to Maryland Public Television and watch the show Maryland Farm and Harvest. That is at 7 o'clock on MPT, and you can watch a show that I've been working on since August. I'm the online editor there. It has been a lot of fun. My first time being a series editor, and I am your editor for all 13 episodes. It started last night, and if you want to see the premiere episode, 501, start of the fifth season, you can go to video.mpt.tv to watch it there. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Coach Dan, you're going to be back, what, next week maybe, and doing a little show before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I hope to be able to put something out next Wednesday. Wednesday probably.
All right, well, I will not be doing a show next week.
How dare you, sir?
I know. So everybody, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, and you know, because it is a big holiday here in the States, happy Thanksgiving to all the fans out there. I know Canada, you celebrated Thanksgiving in October, you know, like a weirdo.
Well, we all make mistakes.
But everybody have a great Turkey Day. Don't hurt each other on Black Friday. Enjoy Cyber Monday.
Oh. Brandon, are you going to be out at the stores at like 3 a.m. again?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Thanksgiving dinner's at 3 p.m. this year, and then I'm going to Walmart at 6 p.m. to get a 65-inch TV for $500. 4K, baby. Then I'm going to go get some sleep. Then I'm going to go back out.
You know what I'll be doing at 3 a.m.? I will be asleep. You know why? Because I'm not insane.
Then I will go out at 3, get some more deals. Then I'm coming back and I'm getting a massage Friday afternoon. Get de-stress, you know, as you do.
You enjoy that psychotic behavior.
All right, that's pretty much it for the show. Man, I need some water. All right, that's pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you all for listening to What the Puck. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
That whole part,
what?
Your audio and your video were not quite in sync. It was hilarious.
It was like so, watching a bad Japanese movie.
You look like a voice dub for an old Japanese movie. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is going on? And I caught up at the very end.
That's weird. All right, here we go. We are going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff going on around the NHL. What the hell did my cat just do? Oh, boy. He just, like, flipped over something. That was weird. All right, let me do that again. All right, everybody, welcome back. No, we don't have to do that. We've been back. All right, here we go. We are going down on the farm. No, we're not. We did that.
Okay. Good outtakes this week.